Shop the Sherwin-Williams 4th of July sale and get 30% off paints and stains June 26th through July 6th. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only, some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.
Welcome back to Yeah, That's a Pepper Thing. First up, we've got Harrison wrapping his Dr. Pepper in a tiny quilt so it feels at home. Oh, how tender. That's a Pepper Thing! And over to Becca, who's whispering affirmations to her can.
You're sweet. You're unique. You're the best thing I ever poured over ice.
She swears it makes it taste better. It's not a science thing, but it's a Pepper Thing! Why do they all do it? All for that sweet, delicious, truly one-of-a-kind taste of Dr. Pepper. It's a Pepper Thing!
The days are longer, the calendar is filling up, and I want to feel as good as this beautiful summer weather. That's why I've been loving Grüns. It's one daily pack of gummies that covers my greens, vitamins, minerals, and even has 6 grams of prebiotic fiber, so I don't need to juggle a complicated wellness routine on top of everything else. They taste amazing, they're easy to toss in my bag on the go, plus they're vegan, gluten-free, and HSA and FSA, eligible for reimbursement. Save up to 52% off with code PODCAST at Grüns.co. That's code PODCAST at GRUNS.co.
Absolute Radio Country is filled with the best sounds from Nashville 24 hours a day. But even we can't fit in everything. You'll find a full story right here. This is Country Music Talk, the podcast that takes you behind the scenes of the world of country music.
We love bringing you the biggest names from the world of country music here on the podcast, so thank you for listening. Remember to subscribe if you haven't already, and that way you'll never miss an episode. And if you're in the UK, you can listen to Absolute Radio Country live and enjoy the no repeat guarantee. It's our promise to never play the same song twice during your workday between 9 to 5, Monday to Friday. Right, on with the podcast.
This is the Country Music Talk Podcast from Absolute Radio Country.
It's Absolute Radio Country. I'm Baylen Leonard, and today I'm joined by a singer-songwriter who began her career auditioning for American Idol. Oh, I bet you got stories to tell about that. Mm-hmm. Before she moved to Nashville, she got herself a big old fancy pants record deal, and she has went on to share the stage with some of country music's biggest names, from opening for Garth Brooks, mm-hmm. I mean, hello, in front of 60,000 fans, to performing at the ACM Awards and singing the national anthem mere days ago at the Tennessee Titans game in London. Brooke Eden, hello.
What an intro.
It's so great to have you here. I saw you a few days ago. You literally just landed.
I had, yes. I was so jet lagged. And now I'm on yeah. London time. So.
All right, you're here now. You're good. You're good. So you've settled in. But you've been really busy since I saw you. It was only a few days ago, and you've done so much since then, including singing the national anthem at the Tennessee Titans game. I mean, that's pressure.
I didn't find out until the next day, thank God. But it was 63,000 people that were there. And then it was
televised. But you'd done that before. I mean, 60,000 with Garth. You're like, 63,000.
That one wasn't televised to America and the Brits. So it was everywhere. So yeah, it was like, you know, just a tiny bit of pressure. No, it was honestly so much fun. I mean, to get to represent America in London next to Jordan Harvey, who's my friend, who played the British anthem. It was just like,
yeah, and he gave it a bit of the did you give it a bit of the,
I feel like I'm more like soulful a little bit, you
did
know.
You have to do a cappella as well?
Yes, I always sing it a cappella.
There's nothing to hide behind there. No, is there?
No, you just
like, you want a big old marching band with you is what you want.
That would be sick. Yeah, we should commission that for the next time. A big marching band
for the next time you're singing the national anthem in front of 63,000
exactly.
people.
Exactly, exactly.
It's one of those songs, right? Like, you know, as Americans, we grow up, we know those words. Now, I've been a Brit now for over 2 decades, and so I think I know the words to God Save the King. But I think that if I had to stand up and do that in front of people, it's one of those things that you suddenly go, do I know the words to this? Did you have that moment?
I have that moment every single time about to sing this song specifically.
Right.
Because the words that are in our national anthem are not words that we use in our normal vocabulary every day. You know, like the perilous fight. You know,
I actually use that a lot.
You
myself.
Use perilous fight a lot?
Yeah.
Are you a dangerous fighter?
Frequently. But yeah, I know what you're saying. It's like, even though it's something that we've grown up with and it's kind of ingrained in us.
Yeah.
You can overthink things, right, in general.
Yes, and what I've realized is I cannot think about the words. I just have to sing it, because what is ingrained in my DNA will come out. But if whatever is in my head, like if I overthink it, all of a sudden I'm like, what is the next word? So I just can't think, which is also terrifying to like.
It's a weird, I think it's a fine line, this stuff, between not overthinking stuff and getting too comfortable. Because I always find, and obviously I've never done anything like that, but it, just in general life works, sometimes doing a radio show, sometimes when I think like, I got this. That's when it all goes wrong. So it's this weird balance between kind of not overthinking it, trusting yourself, and, you know, being a little bit aware and in the room.
Absolutely. It is that exact balance.
Enough about national anthems, because the national anthem is not on your new EP, Outlaw Love, sadly.
It is not this time.
We do have four really amazing, quite personal, empowering songs. So, I mean, when I saw the title, I instantly thought, like, I get it. I know what she's doing here. But I would much rather you tell us kind of how it came to be for you.
Yeah. So for 5 years, I had to stay in the closet with my relationship just because of like country music and where it was at the time.
In your whole life or just in country music? Like, were you out, like, you know, to friends and family?
I was out to very, like, my very trusted circle of friends and family.
But certainly in the industry and in country music you were.
Yeah, and like a lot of people in the industry knew, just because like people knew me and they knew Hillary, and like honestly our chemistry, like somebody said, like, you could cut it with a knife. Like we have chemistry, so it was kind of hard to keep quiet. We're
L-U-V.
In love. We look at each other with googly eyes. But you know, we're like, somebody give me sunglasses.
We're so happy for you.
But yeah, so because we had to be in the closet for 5 years, you know, we came out 2.5 years ago. And I think that 2.5 years ago, when I put out my first EP after coming out, I was just excited to be invited in the room. You know, I was just excited to be there. And I felt like it was really important for me at this point to put out an EP that kind of told the story from the beginning to where we are now, from the beginning of our relationship to where we are now. And I do feel like there have been a lot of people who love country music in the States who felt like they were kind of oust once they realized that they were gay. And so I think that my biggest responsibility was, how do I do this without getting kicked out, number one? So that was kind of like, okay, check. We're not kicked out. Cool.
Yeah.
We're still
a.
in the family. Yeah. And then B was to create a space, a safe space, and to be that representation in country music and to write songs where they could see their stories as well.
Yeah, it's important for people to be able, because it's important for people to be able to see themselves. And also one of the great things about art, and whether it's country music or any form of art, is it being sometimes quite personal, specific stories, but that become universal, that people can relate to. You know, you can write about something that is so specific, and there's somebody out there that's going to relate to it in their own way.
What I think has been so crazy is that the last song on the EP is called All My Life, and I wrote that specifically for mine and my wife's first dance song at our wedding. And
did you sing it for the, you didn't sing it for the first dance, did you?
Oh, I would not.
That's multitasking on a whole
other level. No. I recorded it for our first dance. I would not have been able to get through it. I was literally sobbing like our entire first dance. Like, it's just like the most overwhelmingly incredible feeling of like all of your friends and family supporting you. We had 150 people who flew from all over the States to Mexico to have our to be at our wedding with us. So it was just the most incredible feeling, and I know I sobbed. But what's been so amazing is how many people have taken a song that was so personal to me and my wife and have used it as their first dance songs now. And so something that I thought was like so intrinsically just me, all of these other people are now using it for their first dance songs, and it's so intrinsically them.
Yeah, it's such a lovely thing. You must feel so good about that.
It's just
so
cool.
And also, it's, you know, sharing something that personal in the world. Not just that song, but the whole EP and kind of everything that you've done since I've become aware of you. It must feel initially quite scary in some sort of way to share so much.
Yeah, honestly, I think that because I wasn't able to share for such a long time,
yeah,
I am now just like,
you're like, here, have
hello!
It. Here it is. Take
here
it.
Here I am, and here's my story, yeah.
But you know what you're saying about people taking that song and it becoming their song?
Yeah.
I mean, in some sort of ways, that's what gay people have had to do in the reverse forever. I mean, you know, you grow up with straight movies and straight love songs that
yes.
you kind of adapt in your own way, and they mean something to you. And I'm not saying that's a bad thing. I'm saying that kind of supports this theory of art is art.
Absolutely.
And people can relate to it. You've been called a torchbearer for inclusion in country music, which is a brilliant title, but that also comes with, I would imagine, a little bit of weight on your shoulders, because there must be some days where you're just like, I just want to like sing and be happy. I don't want to have to kind of fight this fight every day.
Yeah. I mean, there are definitely days. I mean, luckily I have my wife by my side who's always...
Is she in the business?
So we met because she worked at my record label. So she's always been on the business side of the music business.
See, this is the thing. Country music is so much more, I mean, obviously it's getting more diverse kind of in the spotlight now, thank God. And
yes.
I don't just mean gay people. I mean, people of color. And,
yes.
Every kind of minority that you can think of, thankfully, they're being embraced more on stage and on radio and things like that. But behind the scenes, country music is so diverse.
It is.
And I always found it to be a little bit of a frustration that A, more artists don't speak out about diversity, and B, a lot of the artists that you actually think don't embrace diversity in a way that you would want them to, you look at their teams and you're like, why are you not speaking out more?
Yeah, I think it's so hard because life is such cancel culture right now.
Yeah.
And so if you say anything against the grain, it's hard. I think that the only like saving grace that I have is like what I'm fighting for are like my actual human rights. So if you're going to go against me and my human rights, like I will go. Like, we can talk about that, you know? And so I think that when human rights get involved, that's when things are going to kind of be able to turn around. And once they start hearing people's stories, they'll be like, oh, wow, you're just like me.
Yeah.
And I think that that's what's the most important thing about, you know, visibility and representation in country music is people being able to tell their stories. And that's what art does.
Yeah. I mean, one of the things that we really strive for on Absolute Radio Country and on my shows as well is showing the diversity of country music, you know, and gender equality as well. Because people talk about how hard it is to kind of have gender equality or to have artists of color or to have, you know, artists of different sexualities. It's actually not hard if you look and you put in a little bit of the work, because there's loads of those artists making music that is really good music. And
absolutely.
It's not about like box ticking or being tokenistic or something. It's about actually finding good music that isn't necessarily the easy road, that might not have the biggest machine behind them.
And amplifying it.
But it is out there, yeah. And if you have any way to like kind of lift it up and give it a platform, then I think it's a shame if you don't.
Absolutely. And thank you for doing what you do.
I'm just hanging. It's good.
I'm just
You're
hanging.
You're welcome. Let's talk about Garth Brooks and Trisha Yearwood. Was it the Grand Ole Opry that you and Trisha... did that thing that,
that
just
thing.
Everybody was like, hold on. And also really showed herself to be such an ally. So it must not have been long after you had kind of came out.
So I came out in, I don't know, winter of like early winter of 2021. So like January, February of 2021. Got engaged in May of 2021. We moved quickly. And Trisha called
me.
Got a cat. The U-Haul was in the front. And Trisha called me at the beginning of June of 2021.
And you knew her already?
Yes, okay. I knew her already. I knew her and Garth already.
Has she ever made you a cake?
She made us dinner the other night. And it was absolutely fabulous.
I bet it was.
It was just so good. I think that it was potatoes that I was eating. And I'm like, how did you make potatoes taste this delicious?
Trisha,
and she was like,
potatoes.
Butter.
She can do anything.
But yeah, it was the craziest phone call that I had ever gotten, because we knew each other, but I'd never spoken to them about like my music.
Right.
Like, that's not what I was there for, you know? Like, we would be hanging out at a party or something like that, and like, we're just hanging out. So I got the phone call in June. Trisha was like, hey, you know my song, She's in Love with a Boy? I have always had people come up to me for the last 30 years and say, hey, don't tell anyone, but I sing He's in Love with the Boy, or I sing She's in Love with the Girl. And I've always wanted to honor those fans in some way.
I sing Country Boy Shake It for Me.
Country Boy Shake It for Me. It's like the opera version. But yeah, it was like the coolest thing. And she was like, will you change the words to She's in Love with the Girl with me on the Grand Ole Opry stage? And it was just like the most mind-blowing moment, because to have someone as iconic as Trisha is in country music want to make that statement and stand on that platform and stand on that hill. It was just such an incredible feeling. And then also, I was like, does the Opry know about this?
Yeah.
You know? And she was like, yeah, we're all ready for it. And that was just such an incredible moment, because like you said, you know, in the past, you kind of got ousted from country music if you were coming out. And I felt like this was just such this like stake in the ground of, no, we're not going backwards, we're moving forwards.
And also for somebody like Trisha, it makes it okay for people who might not think it's okay for them to think it's okay.
Absolutely.
Think it's okay, if that makes sense.
You know, makes total
like
sense.
It makes the, like a generation that grew up with Trisha or, you know, that are older than us who might be going, I mean, I've been told this is wrong all along. And, you know, will my bridge club think I'm bad? If, you know, it makes it okay for people to go, oh, yeah, Trisha thinks it's okay.
Totally.
Why can't I think it's okay?
Totally. And she told her whole story on the Opry stage of getting engaged. And also she said something that was so poignant to me. She said, we can't just say love is love. We have to mean it.
Yeah.
And her doing that was just such a stance for allyship in country music. And I think that was what was really cool was she really took that stance and I think invited other iconic country artists to kind of do the same.
Well, long may it continue, and may there be more people like you in country music. Outlaw Love is the EP. We love it. We're going to play something from it now. Are you going to come back to the UK real soon?
I sure as hell hope so.
Come on back, Brooke Eden. We'll see you soon.
See you soon.
The Country Music Talk Podcast from Absolute Radio Country.
An in-depth look behind the scenes at the world of country music.
Thanks for listening to the podcast. We'll have another dropping soon for y'all, so don't forget to keep it country.
If you enjoy the Country Music Talk podcast, chances are you'll also enjoy Absolute Radio Country. It's the place where real music matters, and we love country music just as much as you do. You'll find us online on the free Absolute Radio app, on digital radio throughout the UK, or just ask your smart speaker to play Absolute Radio Country.
The days are longer, the calendar is filling up, and I want to feel as good as this beautiful summer weather. That's why I've been loving Grüns. It's one daily pack of gummies that covers my greens, vitamins, minerals, and even has 6 grams of prebiotic fiber, so I don't need to juggle a complicated wellness routine on top of everything else. They taste amazing, they're easy to toss in my bag on the go, plus they're vegan, gluten-free, and HSA and FSA, eligible for reimbursement. Save up to 52% off with code PODCAST at Grüns.co. That's code PODCAST at GRUNS.co.